Welcome to So Here's the Thing, the podcast for small business owners, entrepreneurs, and creative educators who are ready to take their business to the next level. Through candid conversations, tactical approaches, and a few unpopular opinions, we're lifting the veil on what it takes to build both a life and a business that you love. I'm your host, Layli Amati, a coach for creatives and founder of the Creative Educator Academy, where I help entrepreneurs step into the role of industry leaders and educators. I'm so glad that you're here. Now let's jump into today's episode. Hey friends, welcome back to the show. Today is another snack-sized episode and I am loving recording these for you guys. It's so fun to get to kind of share with you the conversations that I'm having outside of the actual recordings of these shows and bring them to you wherever you're at. This week, we're going to be talking about building confidence, and it's been interesting because I've been having a conversation around confidence with so many of my coaching students and entrepreneurs, but I also, if you didn't know, I work with a lot of high school students as a dance teacher, choreographer. I'm not a full-time dance teacher anymore, but I was one for over a decade, and now I get to go be kind of like the guest instructor at a lot of local high schools, and I was talking with a few of the dancers there about their lack of confidence and how they can overcome that. And then the same time, on the exact same week, I was having those same conversations with adult women entrepreneurs. And I thought it was really interesting that we all struggle with the same thing. And I think, you know, this is not just a women-only issue, but I do think that it's really prevalent among women. And so I think it's been really interesting to kind of see those conversations unfold. So I wanted to share kind of my perspective on growing confidence as an entrepreneur, as an industry leader, as a thought leader, as somebody who takes the stage in speaking and coaches others. And it's been really interesting because the main question I've been getting is, how are you so confident? And it's really funny to me and ironic because I wouldn't necessarily call myself an extremely confident person by nature. In fact, for the majority of my young life and my young adult life, I struggled a lot with my own confidence and with my own security and who I am and feeling really just grounded in my own abilities and in my confidence in general. So I always thought that was really ironic that people, I guess, see that I'm out here speaking and coaching and they think, oh, wow, Layli must be really confident. How do you get there? And so I found myself sharing one really interesting tip, and that is that the one phrase that I probably hate more than any other phrase in the creative industry is fake it till you make it. I really would never advise somebody to fake it till you make it, except for this one exception to the rule, and that is in building your own confidence. I feel like when you fake it till you make it with confidence building, you're actually reprogramming your mind to believe that you are a confident person. And so this is the only time that I'll probably tell you, fake it till you make it and really start showing up the way that a confident person would show up. Start doing things the way that a confident person would do those things and just see if you feel a difference after time in your own confidence, in your own abilities. I think it's so interesting to see that this is maybe the only time fake it till you make it really works. Other tips that I have for you on this, working really hard at your self-awareness. The more self-aware you are, the more honest you are with yourself about what you know and what you need to know, what you need to learn, areas that you need to grow in. I think that is when you really start to understand that there is a difference between being really cocky and being overly confident about things that you probably shouldn't be confident about. It's understanding that you don't have to know everything and be the best at everything in order to be confident. Like there are things that you may still need to learn, and that's totally fine. But understanding that actually gives you even more confidence to then get the help that you need to be able to reach out to experts and say, you know, hey, I really don't know how to do X, Y, and Z, but I'm really confident in my ability to learn it if I put in the time, bring in the experts, and make that thing happen. So I think understanding the difference between I have to be great at everything in order to be a confident person and I can still be learning and be a confident person is such an important differentiation to make. I also think understanding the fact that asking for help shouldn't impact the way that you feel about yourself or the way that you should feel about your confidence. So understanding that like it's great to have external validation. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. I'm a person that used to struggle a lot more. And I say a lot more because I mean, I still struggle with it sometimes about what other people think, worrying about what other people think all the time and letting that really impact the way that I would show up. Now, there's a difference between getting external validation and letting that really impact the way that we see ourselves in a positive way versus constantly seeking out external validation and letting it impact our confidence in a negative way. So being really self-aware about how much validation, how much external opinions matter to me, and how do I apply those things to my inner confidence. I want to leave you with a challenge at the end of today's snack-sized episode, and I want you to think about the next time you find yourself questioning or doubting your abilities, showing up in any way, shape, or form, thinking to yourself, who am I to do this thing? Or I don't know what other people will think about me if I post X, Y, and Z. I want you to think, what would a confident person do in this situation? And then I want to challenge you to do that thing. So if a confident person would post their post without thinking twice about it, I want you to hit post. If a confident person would send over a pricing that was higher than your normal pricing, but you know that you're worth it at your core, I want you to send over that pricing without hesitation. So that's my challenge to you. What would a confident person do in this situation? And then I want you to do it. I want you to fake it until you make it and see if it makes a difference in the way that you feel about yourself and about your confidence at the end of the day. As a bonus, I would love to hear if you do this. I would love to hear if this helps you. Let me know. Send me that feedback. Shoot me a DM anytime or an email. I'm here for you and I'm cheering you on. I will see you guys next Monday. For show notes and resources mentioned on today's episode, head to SoHeresTheThingPodcast.com. This show is brought to you by the Creative Educator Academy, where we teach creative entrepreneurs how to teach, because I believe that industries thrive when experts can share their knowledge well. If you're enjoying the podcast, I'd love to read your review on iTunes or see your rating on Spotify. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.